A man from Petty Harbor was able to relive his younger years on Monday. Mike Kiley, resident of Alderwood Retirement Center in Whitless Bay, took a trip out to the harbor to jig some cod. Peter and Francie were also on the boat, along with Recreation Director Renee Houlihan. Houlihan and Kiley spoke with VOCM's Victoria Badcock.
Look what he got!
A beauty!
Wow, Mike! Let me hold him up, by. Let me get a good look at him. Not easy.
This story is so beautiful and poignant on so many facets. One of my seniors here at Alderwood is a gentleman by the name of Michael Kiley from Petty Harbor. And he grew up, you know, like many, you know, quintessential Newfoundland fishermen, fished with his father since he was a young boy, and actually became so skilled, you know, as a fisherman. He ended up going over to Norway to teach them how to make trap nets. A local fisherman called me and said, hey, you know, Renee, his name is Francie Tobin. He said, hey, would you like to go out in the water? And I said, my gosh, Francie, I'd love to. I said, could I take a date? And he laughed. He said, sure, who is it? And I said, Michael Kiley. And he said, oh my gosh, of course. And Francie Tobin is actually one of Michael Kiley's designates here at the home, because you have to have designates now with COVID, right? So it was really serendipitous. And I said, Michael, would you like to go out in the water again? And he said, I'd love to.
Well, it was pretty good. Lots of birds and capelin. And we got our quota of fish. And the sun was shining brightly. I got a suntan out of it.
She said, yeah. Here at Petty Harbor have the best fishermen.
It was always noted that way.
Not only is it complicated to get somebody that's out on the water of Mike's age, but, you know, on top of COVID, it's even more difficult. You know, those guys in our boat, they had to wear masks. They had to stay 6 feet away. Like, it was really challenging just to get this, you know, and they had no problem doing it. No problem at all.
Mike, how many traps would there be out in the harbour years ago, in Petty Harbour? How many traps would they have out?
No more than there's out now. Because, like I said, they didn't have the time, Peter. You wouldn't set the trap out until the 21st of June.
No.
You only had two traps,
yeah.
The majority.
Yeah.
Lucky to have them.
Yeah.
Time was scarce. Time and money was scarce.
Yeah.
There's something beautiful and so Newfoundland and kind and compassionate. And it just speaks to the size of hearts of Newfoundlanders, in my mind. We were laughing, and Mike was telling us all stories, and they were talking about days gone by. And then, you know what? We hit a run of fish, and Mike had two on over the boat before I even had my jigger untangled. He had two in, and I knew then we were going to be okay. Many people, you know, when they get to be a senior, you know, they feel and sometimes that they're vanquished to the rocking chair to drink Metamucil. But, you know, not up here, you know, he was ready to go and got on that boat with a spryness that, you know, belayed his youth, honestly.
Is it on there, Mike?
There you go.
Is it a monster?
It was so beautiful. I mean, I think the fishery, Victoria, you know, especially, you know, generations gone by, really held us all together as a people. It wasn't just about, you know, making a living. It was our songs, our music. It was the ebb and flow of the season was marked by the fishery, you know. So to see him part of it and be where he should be out on the water, you know, at his age. And I'm telling you, he could haul a jigger better than I could. That's the truth.
And that was VOCM's Victoria Badcock speaking with Mike Kiley, a resident of Alderwood Retirement Center, and Renee Houlihan, the recreation director, about how Mike Kiley got his chance to relive some of his younger years on Monday when he went out in the harbor to jig some cod.